5 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Looks like on roll call, we're missing Ray Wesley, who I knew wasn't going to be here. Mike Walters, who I knew wasn't going to be here. Did Art say? I can't remember if he wasn't. He may have said he wasn't going to be here.
He wasn't at the last
one. He wasn't. And I don't know about Art. All right, so we called this meeting to discuss two things, and we've added a third request for county property while we're in the process. So in a special meeting, we can only discuss these topics and nothing else. And since they're on the agenda, we can take action today. So at this point, we're gonna discuss the Child Advocacy Center possible room addition, and then we'll discuss the building security lock and key upgrades. And I'm going to turn that over to Rob Schmidt for that now.
Okay. The CAC, this plan that I have attached and passed out is their current space, the boundaries of their current space. And anything in red is with a office indication on it is an area that's being repurposed. And anything that's yellow is where demo's happening. Blue is new walls being installed, and all the space is within the current boundaries except for the counseling room up here in the corner, which you'd have to go out of within the boundaries of their space now to get into. We tried to get this worked in to where we could access it from within. However, there's masonry walls. We popped up the ceiling tiles. Those masonry walls go all the way up, and they'd be very difficult to get through. So that's why we didn't add it in, add access from within. The four waiting area 1, 2, 3, and 4, are taking larger rooms and dividing them in half, and putting new access into them, and then those rooms will have BCT flooring. All other finishes within the rooms will match the current finishes throughout the space.
Right, so the committee knows on the very lower left corner, waiting 1 and 2, that is currently a conference room. So they're going to lose that conference room, which they have another one a few rooms up the page on the left. I think it's like 1210.
Yeah.
So the waiting area 3 and 4 in the bottom center, that is a one big single waiting room now.
Correct.
And then the observant and office 4 and inner office 5, that is also a current waiting room that looks like it's being refurbished. Just so you all know what's
correct.
Going on.
And if you'd like to see those rooms, I have pictures of the individual rooms if anybody would like to see it.
Great.
Is the overall footprint the same, or did you add any? Did they add
it? It's all within the boundaries except for the counseling area up to the right.
Okay.
Which right now is this room. It's being used as storage.
Okay.
And
isn't that walled off from the rest of the facility?
It is.
Yes,
it is. So we would be removing this area right here where the chairs are and the floor sink.
Okay.
Is this long, narrow space. We'd be removing the yellow line above it, which is an existing wall, which would open that counseling room up to make it more usable space. This picture up here is the other area in that area, which is now being used as storage. We'd be relocating that storage to within another area of the facility.
Very good.
All the walls that will be put in will meet all the other finishes. The training area, which is up here, is currently being used for, as storage. It has these old roll-type file storage cabinets that are large and kind of awkward. We'd be taking this area that was being used for storage here and changing that into this area. Those are two storage facilities and a pass-through, and that's all been included in the proposed cost.
And that's like two, the blue is two closets, is that what
it's,
it is?
It's two cabinet-style storage areas. I put cabinetry in it.
Okay.
Had figured cabinetry in there. Put a workspace above, and we can, we have flexibility on, you know, what could be underneath.
All right.
Or up above on wall cabinets.
How many observation rooms are you going to have?
You're going to have two observation rooms. Right now, the only observation room that we have is here, and then this is an interview area, and then we'll be adding this observation room and this interview.
So 1211 is going to be an observation room too then?
It currently is.
Currently, yeah.
It currently is. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Great.
Carrie is here from the CAC. Carrie, how do you feel about the floor plan?
I'm thrilled. The most important thing that we need is two working interview rooms and observation rooms to go with them, and the associated waiting rooms for the clients to sit in, and then office space. And everything that we wanted was able to be worked into the plan, and I think we were creative in using the existing space. And we have rooms that are really large that don't need to be that size right now, so I'm thrilled. I think it's
okay.
Great.
All right.
I'll tell you, the only thing I'm concerned about is some of the storage that's in that storage room, and if we have to buy some more cabinets or something somewhere, we'll figure that out. But so a lot of that stuff can be moved to a room that we can just access as needed. Mm-hmm. Some of it we use regularly, so that's a very minor concern.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that parole area, if we could work something out maybe down the road, it's just sitting there empty most of the time. So maybe that's a possibility later if you absolutely have to have
and
some
we,
more room.
That we did get the counseling room worked in to that other space.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And you have enough conference room.
I think that training room will be, it'll be a little bit smaller than the room we're using now, but plenty big. So.
Okay. And you've got in 1210s the existing conference room, so you'll have plenty, I guess. All right. Okay.
Well, I see what you're saying. We're going to use the second observation room as the conference room for that interview room. So currently, the team will sit in room 1210 and do their pre and post staffings and then move into 1211 for observing the interview. All of that will take place within the observation room that we're creating. So we made that interview room a little smaller because it doesn't need to be as big as the other interview room, so that the observation room could be a little bit larger to accommodate the team sitting in there and discussing the cases before and after.
Okay. So what's then, I'm a little confused then, where it says observe office floor. What's the right in the center?
Okay.
Observe office floor.
This is observation room. This is a
interview
area.
And then we're adding two offices that we'll access through our other hallway of offices.
Okay. I think what Mick's saying, it looks like those run together. They're actually separate.
Four rooms.
One's observed,
four
one's
right.
Closed.
Well, I meant you said you're using 1210 to discuss what's going on in 1211 and 1212. I guess that's what you said.
Yes.
Okay. Got
so
it.
For that second interview room that we're creating, all of it'll just happen in the observation room.
I misunderstood.
Room.
I was thinking you were observing from 1210.
That observation room, the new observation room's approximately 8x8.
Okay.
As far as size.
All right.
And when we're not using the training room for other things, we can use that as a conference room too if we need to.
How do you feel about time on this full project?
It can be accomplished by June. We would have to hopefully not delay what we're doing within the department, but definitely make it a top priority in order to hit the timeline. I have spoke to the city of Wood River as far as what would be required as far as permits, and we're good. They'll work with us.
Did I cut your presentation off?
No. Sure. We're good.
You can continue if you like.
I've worked with Carrie to I've actually met her three different times, I believe, and we've made changes. We've made alterations to it to accommodate the space, knowing that there's certain walls that can't be changed. I think the space works.
Okay. Are you confident that we can do it with in-house people?
Yes, I am.
All right. What do you see being outsourced? Electrical, HVAC, anything like that?
Painting. Maybe the flooring.
Okay.
The sprinkler system's going to stay in place. The whole space is not sprinkled, but where we're dividing the rooms, it's not going to come into play. We do have some lead-lined walls because of the past use. In Office 5, there's a highlighted yellow area that was a
X-ray
room. And our guys in the past have been successful making alterations to those areas.
Okay. And you think it's we can do this for $59,140?
Yes, and that has a 5% contingency in it for things that we cannot find behind the wall.
I'd easily give you a 10% contingency for this.
I really don't. I mean, if you look at what's happening, we're removing this bathroom up here and other things. The things that are being removed shouldn't be an issue. We investigated, found out what was going in those areas. The blue walls are things that we're adding. There should be no surprises in those locations.
Okay. So it's basically materials and
I have
whatever we might have to ask for.
Yes. I have a detailed breakdown of the bid.
Okay.
But
well.
And how are we paying for it? Is this now we're doing this to secure a grant for not for the building, right? But for other staff and services and things like that, right?
Yeah.
But we have to have this completed by is it July 1?
That's when the grant would start.
Okay. Okay. And so how are we going to pay for it? I think it sounds to me like it's a great project, and it works in the footprint, and the people aren't fighting over the space, and for $59,000, it seems like it's a good.
Carrie, can you tell us again what you're supposed to get by way of a monetary figure in the grant, and what if it covers any construction?
The grant will not cover any construction.
Okay.
It will primarily be to hire staff to provide services to families and kids. However, the grant does require a match of 25%. And so what we spend on construction costs and renovations and office supplies and things can be used as match towards the grant.
Okay.
And I will do that for the first year for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have an exact figure because we're still waiting on the RFP to come out on the grant. However, the money is in Illinois. It's being funneled through our state chapter. We do the second most interviews in the state of Illinois. I know we're going to get the grant,
yeah,
and we'll get what we ask for. It starts July 1st.
Okay.
So that's why we need the space available sometime, hopefully around July,
yeah,
so we can start using it.
Nick?
Yes.
Yes. Kurt, there's an emergency appropriation coming up in finance. Is this involving... Is that the money for the construction? Is that involved, or is that something different?
I'm not sure. As far as this has all come up real quickly. I'm not sure how. It is interesting that how big would the grant be? If the grant is $200,000, then $50,000 would be the 25%.
Correct.
Are you thinking of it being in that range?
I think it'll be $200,000 to $300,000 probably.
Okay. So this would for the counties if the county. And then there's also a possibility of your own private, your fundraising.
Yeah, I want you all to know that we will run a capital campaign to fundraise whatever we need to make this happen, yeah, and to pay for whatever additional expenses that we need to. It's actually great timing for the center. We're rolling out a new logo and tagline. I'd like to do some community awareness. So yeah, I'm happy to raise dollars to support this project and all the other expenses that go along with it.
Sure.
Do you think you could raise it the entire amount, or
I mean, I'll do whatever I have to do.
That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah. No, I mean, so we have a finance committee meeting. I just didn't know if there was a line item. If there's a, it's not, I mean, relative to the money that we see, you know, going through here, it's not a lot of money, you know. And I just wondered if there was a, I know there's going to be discussed tomorrow in the finance committee, and I didn't know if it.
This project is?
Yeah. Yeah. Good. And it's not, it wasn't necessarily budgeted for, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. I just wondered if there was something, if what y'all's thoughts were as to what where we're gonna.
I agree with you. It's $59,000.
I think we should. It's a great.
I believe the money, at least it was at one point, was in our capital
project. Project, right?
So we've got other projects on hold or shorting them up. So.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I would entertain a motion if you guys.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor? Roll call. Clint.
Aye.
Aye. Jay.
Aye.
Bruce.
Aye.
Yes.
Well, ayes have it. Motion carries. So it looks like we're gonna take care of the CAC for you.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to us to have.
I think you have a very good organization over there. I'm glad you're doing it.
I second that.
Yeah.
I triple. And I will do you another favor, Carrie, and if you would like to leave and not have to sit through any more of this, you're more than welcome to do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Now, we'll move on to the discussion for the building security lock and key upgrades. I know Rob has been doing, if you look at the handout that he gave us here, you can see that he's done a considerable amount of work in the last 2 weeks. So he and Kurt.
I knew we had others. A lot of locks, but man, that's a lot of locks.
It's kind of like Nirvana for you.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah, so. Just the three buildings is $26,000 just for the first three buildings if we were to replace every lock in the first three buildings.
Well, I'll tell you, Bruce and I had an interesting discussion, I think, with the deputy out here. He's been in courthouse security, what do you say, Bruce, for 25 years?
15, yeah, a long
15.
Time.
And he said that, number one, there's proximity cards, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, on the back, there's no, you can't get in the front entrances with a key. And you can only get out. And that if you want to come in after hours, you have to have a proximity card from the back. And there's cameras all over the place. He was showing us all these cameras.
Is that here in this building?
Yeah.
Okay.
And currently been adding cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said, what, you know, in law enforcement, I wish you were here to, because it was actually enlightening. We just stumbled. We were
basically said, what is it you're trying to protect?
What are you protecting? Yeah, because.
Before you start spending money on locks and stuff, what is it you're trying to protect?
Right. And he said that, you know, number one, you should be able to see anybody in here. I mean, unless you're going to crawl through a window or something to do some kind of a Mission Impossible type thing, and why would they do that?
Mm-hmm.
And if they come in after hours, they have a proximity card and come in the back. And they have cameras that should identify anybody in here milling around, and there's no real cash here in the credit union. How about the treasurer? Is there cash held in the treasurer's office?
A lot of cash.
Overnight?
Not overnight. Generally, we do have some that can be held overnight. If we don't make a bank run in the evening, we may leave a small amount in a vault. But it is a very minimal amount. We won't do it over a. We don't really have a set standard on how much money that is. But we will leave a relatively small amount.
Like under $5,000, or would it be?
Yeah, I'd say under $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah, generally.
And is there any in the county clerks? Is there any cash that?
Always under $5,000. Yeah. Nothing's left in the.
So anyway, that's what he was saying. I appreciate all the work you did, and if we need to spend the money, we need to spend it.
But so the deputy said they've added cameras now to make sure they can see everybody coming in and out, or there was existing cameras that can show everybody coming in and out?
To our, what I can only say what my perception was, but he seemed to think that if anybody came in after hours, they would be captured on camera in the building. Yes. You couldn't get into the building without being captured.
Before.
Right now.
Right now.
If you came in,
I'm talking about accusations where somebody was coming in, going in people's offices.
He said
did they
that,
have cameras then to show that?
Yes.
Okay.
He said that somebody came in after hours. You might not be able to see exactly where they went.
During December and January.
Yeah. But he said, and Bruce can correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding was,
what he said.
If you're in this building after hours, you're going to not...
as Rob said, I know they've been adding cameras. I don't know...
Kurt, do you mind telling us, because a lot of this was taking place before we got here.
We had existing cameras on the entrances.
On the entrances?
So if anyone came into the building after hours, they were on the camera. Recorded.
Now, do we have side doors that's accessible?
Mm-hmm. And okay. There were cameras.
They all camered too. So this BS somebody's been talking about, people coming in the building, going through offices, if that happened, it ought to be on tape. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't someone think?
And we checked that.
And he told us the credit union, the Illinois State Police, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, he said the Illinois State Police investigated that already and that there was no... There doesn't appear to be anything there.
The city of Edwardsville Police.
He told us the Illinois State Police.
I didn't know that. Well,
The credit union, that is.
I spoke with the Edwardsville Police, and they said there was no evidence of unauthorized entry, and there was no reason to corroborate the suspicions of the clerk.
So what he said was to us was, you know, in law enforcement, you have to think about what you're protecting, and... that if people wanted to steal Social Security numbers, it's easy to do it over the internet. Why would you break into a relatively secure, a very secure building to steal Social Security numbers? Because they can do it on the internet every day.
Well, Bob, you can do a heck of a lot more with cameras than you can saving us this kind of money here, don't you think?
Cameras are always a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if the proximity cards is the answer, but I do think changing the lock system is a must. This current lock system is from 1992.
Old.
It's old.
We had
old as Bruce.
We had 400 keys in our house. 400.
Which is a lot older than that.
And I mean, people have access to anything up to and including the front door for all we know.
Okay.
Now, cameras would help, but if you put on a ski mask, you don't need any of that.
Those 400 were only back to 1999, so there was more than 400.
They were gifted to people and all kinds of stuff. Nobody had a handle on them.
Yeah.
Just a very, very bad.
So, thing. Okay. So the concern, yeah, we talked about that too. The concern is that forget somebody going into offices. We need to update this so you can start inventorying keys and have a better system and know who's got what, and then when they leave as employees,
yes,
make sure that you get
those.
There's
no key control whatsoever, basically.
Yeah, because I told you about the key control where I work. You lose a damn key, you're paying $150 because mm-hmm. they've got to redo the lock.
Yeah, and what we're buying here is we're buying lock control, which buys you key control.
Changing the whole keyway, the key blank, everything. So your old master key would not fit whatsoever.
So you're recommending number one, the door lock, the $45,000?
I would, yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Well, let's go through this a little bit, Jim, if you don't mind. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to talk a little bit about this proximity card reader. You broke it down to where you could cover just departments in this building?
The way we broke it down was... if you work in a certain department, you can use your prox card to come in the back way, and then you have an employee entry on every department. All your employees would come in and out of one door, and it has a record of when you come in. It does not have a record of whenever you leave. That way, every department is completely separate. We did the same thing with the key
cards. entrance doors to the department. Anything inside would remain a lock and key.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's only access into each individual department.
And is that 50,967 number?
That's on the administration building alone, and the courthouse was 29,000.
I'm surprised it's still that expensive. Yeah, wow.
Now, the replacing of the system, you know, we were adding on to the BarCom system. It's S2, which, you know, it's a system that's already down at IT. It's, you know, it's here. This would include a license upgrade and a systems upgrade to the latest and greatest. We got some competitive pricing from two other places. One of them exceeded $200,000. The other one was $120,000. So we've seen a wide range of prices. This is a very secure system, but the only thing you're going to get from it is what time people access that individual department. You're not going to get a leave time, because once the department's open, you can go through any door that's open or any gate that's open. I don't know how we could control people exiting the building through this system.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you would capture them on cameras anyway.
Right.
Right? I mean, so if you're really looking for bad guys or something really bad happened, I mean, I'll do whatever the pleasure of the committee is. As, you know, I can be convinced of anything, but it seems to me that based on our conversation, it might be overkill because there's nothing here to steal.
Yeah, are we making a mountain out of a molehill?
Right.
Obviously, you're concerned about the keys.
Right.
That's right.
That's
right.
Well, and one of the components of it is time management. We'd really like to have something we can integrate with the timekeeping system because right now we don't have any. People write down what they should be paid, and other than supervisory authority, that's all you have. There's nothing that can say a person is here or, for that matter, left the building. So that was one of the we were trying to kill multiple birds with this stone here, and that's part of it.
So you're saying you think we need to be on a time clock?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know that they go along with that.
Well, people log in to computers all the time, though. They can log in on a computer.
Yeah. There's other ways you can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. If I don't know, like that's a whole different discussion. And I would say
you're gonna have a problem with a change in working conditions with ASPEN.
You're gonna have to bargain over the impact of it. Yes.
Yes. You are.
What do you guys think about?
Well, my wife's a nurse. She clocks in and out. I mean, they have an old-fashioned time clock, and you know, I mean, if the hourly employees, time clocks. I don't have a problem personally with people logging. You know, I think professional people have to log in and out. And all that kind of thing, but are there cheaper ways to, you know, are we looking for a lock system? Are we looking for a time management system?
I think one of the time management components was one of the things what they looked at when they saw available systems.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a primary objective by any means.
The primary objective
is to have some method where we can prove different people were in different places at different times, or disprove it, for that matter.
Well, I see locks and keys being an issue, and I see a time clock system being, or just a standalone time clock being another conversation almost. But tying them together sounds really expensive, and I'm not sure that I feel that it's necessary, but it's up for discussion.
And the personnel committee, I think at some point, is going to discuss it too.
Who is?
The personnel committee.
Okay.
Are we going off the agenda here talking about time?
I think we are. Well, it just came back on the agenda.
The
if the personnel is going to discuss potentially tying in time clocks into a lock system, then I'm not sure that we ought to rush into doing something until we know what they're planning on doing.
In any case, the lock change is needed and necessary.
So the $45,000, step one.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the time cards and proximity cards.
No.
That's totally separate.
Okay. Well, if it doesn't affect what we're doing, then Jim, you're going to make
still
a motion.
Maintain my motion.
I mean, okay, are we sure? Are we? If we're going to, why spend $45,000 and then go back and tear these things out 6 months from now?
If the keys are separate, the Prox card would be on top of what the keys are doing.
Okay.
You still have a key at the Prox.
It's a double way of ensuring the same thing.
Okay.
It's level one and level two.
Capital project?
Yeah, where's the money coming from on this one?
Capital project?
Well, that's the only place where it would come from right now.
Okay.
On the 59?
No, this is the
45.
Oh, the 45, I mean, yeah.
Which one are we talking about right now? The 45 only?
The 45-422. And that's, I mean, we've, over the last 2 weeks, we've gone through, we've tried to account for every door. This is, you know, I'm sure that there's some instances out there. This is a lock system that Sergeant will put together. Make all the keys. Each keyway will have two keys for that specific set, and then it's also installed.
And how will we manage the keys?
Well, it's set up for each department. You would have subkeys, and there will be a lot of details in making subkeys. The master key, you'll have a subkey, submaster for each department. And that submaster will be handed out to only specific people. Other than that, they'll have a key to get in their office.
So this price doesn't include any key management besides just changing the locks?
It's changing the locks and providing keys.
Okay.
Two keys per lock.
Did one of the other options on here towards the bottom include any key management?
No.
Okay.
No.
Proximity.
So that if we do something with key management, that's going to be separate from this meeting.
Typically, what you do on a key control system is to say, for example, Debbie's elected official. She has control of the master key and the sub keys in her department. And if she gets in trouble or something, she can go to us. But really, that's her department over here, and she can key it as she sees fit is the way it works. There is a master key process that's over that, but that's very very selectable. It's not like you have 400 out. It's more along the lines. You might have 4 out to people who need them.
I have one more question on this. Do we need to do the admin building, the courthouse, and the Wood River facility, and do we have to do them all at the same time, or do you think we ought to do one or two?
Why would we do that?
This is
what we was approving to do it all.
This is based on quantity and doing it.
The bid's based on the quantity.
Just to let you know, we currently have been paying how much per keyway?
So the cores we've been getting are around $40 a piece. That's unpinned.
Unpinned.
I think they came back with a pin system for
$34.79 per. So it was actually cheaper, and it was based off of quantities. And based on 1,300 doors at first, not knowing the total amount of doors, and we came up with approximately 1,261, and I verified that they would honor that price if there was 1,261, and they said they would.
Okay. All right, Jim, what was your motion? I'm sorry.
To approve the administration building, courthouse, building, and the Woodrow facility for $45,422.19.
All right, do we have a second?
I second it.
All right, roll call. Clint?
Aye.
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Bruce?
Aye. Yes. All right, motion carries. And nice job, you guys, on this. We appreciate you doing that, especially in 2 weeks.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I know. All right, so there's a request for use for county property. John Plus requests to place signage advertising for a garden show at the northwest corner of North Main Street and St. Louis Street on the corner of the courthouse lawn for a period of 14 days, beginning March 1st.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
What? I'm sorry.
I think we had talked to them and found out that they'd be happy putting it at Governor's Way and Plum on county-owned property instead of having it in front of the courthouse.
Okay.
I really think that that's a better location for them.
All right.
And this was on the agenda before that decision was.
Okay, we can amend that.
The main thing is is the approval okay that they can put it on our property, okay. I guess. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
We've given the option of whatever one you think is better, Rob. So.
I don't like seeing anything in front of the beautiful building.
Okay.
14 days is a long time.
This is the home and garden show, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal for the high school, too.
Yeah, it's coming up here. I think it's the following weekend, the 17th and 18th.
I'm not opposed to it being in front of the courthouse.
I think they were happy. Actually, they were happy just to be right there at Governor's Parkway.
Okay.
And Plum. I personally think it's beautiful renovation, beautiful work that's been done on the courthouse, and just to put advertising in front of it, stuff like that, and then you wonder, how much it's going to be, but they were not demanding that; they were happy with that opportunity where they have good traffic count, so.
All right, very good.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think there are exceptions to every, rule and all that kind of thing, and we wouldn't want to have a Subway sandwich shop thing there all the time, but I'm not necessarily going to say I would refuse every, but it's fine with me. Yeah, either one. As long as people are happy, I think
they're
it's
happy.
A good cause.
They're happy,
That's great.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. And unless there's any further discussion on any of these three topics, I'd entertain a motion to...
So moved.
Second.
To adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries, I believe.
You knew what was coming.
Let's work that.